In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We hear in Lent the songs, specifically in Holy Week, the songs of the servant of the Lord, also called the suffering servant, which, as our Gospel today makes perfectly clear, are prophecies of our Lord, namely that he is the one whom God has chosen, which he has anointed, which means he is the Messiah, the Christos, the Anointed One. As his beloved in whom he delights, he pleases. The Spirit is upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. This prophesies that our Lord will open up God's covenant not only to the children of Israel, but to the entirety of the human race, which is exactly what happened. And it also prophesied that he would go into his suffering willingly. He will not contend or cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. And in his name the Gentiles will hope. And so we see the prophecy of our Lord. And why is it given at this point in the Gospel according to St. Matthew? Because the Pharisees went out to counsel against Jesus to put him to death. Why did they do that? Because he had pointed out their hypocrisy and shown that they were unfaithful to God. And rather than embracing the Messiah whom they had awaited, they ignored him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.